Chapter 1. Hey, my Lexies! I'm doing a table for five thing at the exclusive members-only NoHo room with my besties. Check out this salad. It looks like a pastry, lol. What are you doing tonight? I hope you love your life as much as I love mine. Crown out. Hashtag Luxies. Hashtag LuxLife. Hashtag Lifestyles of Instagram. Hashtag Lyric Crown. Hashtag Lyrics Luxies.
I'll give you $1,000 to put that phone down.
Anton taps the table with three fingers. He's wearing a silver bracelet. The top of his hand has a Ukrainian trident tattooed on it. He didn't have that in New York. I'm working, I say, tapping out an Instagram post, then speeding it off into the cloud. Now I have no excuse to look at my screen, but I'm not taking orders from Anton, so I scroll around for funsies and pretend to ignore him.
Is that what you call it?
The muscles under Anton's Issey-Miyake black turtleneck have filled out in the last 3 years. They're smacking Kelly silent. Once we're out of here, the pent-up verbiage is going to come spilling out of her like a pot of rice that's been on the burner too long. Dinner's been torture. I'm supposed to be talking to Leong about boosting his content, but before my drink even arrived, my worst ex ever decided to accept an invitation shouted at a traffic light. It's been tense ever since. How about, I say, still not looking up, I'll give you $2,000 to tell us what you've been doing for a living.
Put it away, and I'll accept your $2,000.
That's an offer I won't refuse. And it's not even the money. I put the phone glass down onto the table and fold my hands over it. Jake's trying to get the check. Colleen looks as if she wants to crawl under a rock. Leong and Kelly watch rapt as Anton takes a pause, appearing to chew on the inside of his mouth before wiping his lips with his pristine napkin. The scruffy half-beard is new. The brown hair's a little shorter and better cared for. His voice is deeper, and his skin's lost that dewy still officially in his 20s texture. He still pauses before he answers a question, still as cocky as a man whose mama never told him no. Still the best-looking guy in a restaurant full of good-looking guys. Tell us, Anton, about your exciting life. In detail.
I've been working for the government.
He places the napkin on the table. That's the answer. Six words that account for something like 14% of the entire U.S. population. So you've been a garbage man? I get a burst of laughter from Leong. Anton and I are locked in a battle of stares. His eyes are a darker brown, but mine are prettier. He breaks first.
I take Venmo,
he says. Every girl in this room wants him. I've already seen two get sneaky selfies with him focused in the frame. He's only paying attention to me because we had a thing years ago, and I've spent the entire meal ignoring him. I'd have to pick up my phone to Venmo you $1,000.
It was $2,000.
He holds up two fingers. You gave me half an answer.
Oh, shit.
Leong laughs so hard his face is red and tears smudge his mascara. But he's not making a sound. This is how he gets when he's tired. Tucking each hand into the opposite elbow, Anton leans on the table, talking low as if there's a secret he's willing to tell in the NoHo room. He leans into me, tapping the table.
If you didn't have all your little accounts to tell you how to think and feel, who would you be?
I mirror his posture. We're locked in a stare that could drill a hole in a cinder block wall. First off, I don't have any little accounts. Second off, I'd think and feel like Lyric Crown, thank you, so I'd be the same badass bitch you see right in front of you. Who would you be, Anton, if you weren't stuck at the same light this afternoon? If Leong hadn't recognized you in the car next to us, if he hadn't invited you here, would you even exist? Or would you just be another LA asshole with lots of money and no job? That tight mouth loosens, then tightens the other way when the control of his smirk goes out the window. I'm not satisfied, though. Frown defenestration notwithstanding, because I have his attention. The fact that I even want it is breaking my brain.
You're giving me the choice between invisibility and dinner?
He asks. Don't be invisible, Kelly says from the universe outside our stare. That would be a crime.
Invisible would be an improvement.
Jake mutters, patting down the front of his pressed blue shirt. Fuck this shit. I take my gaze away and pick up my phone. Notifications, comments on a week-old post from Cheetah Club because Meta has no sense of time. Liang's back of the limo shot, posted the day after, comes across my feed. I helped him filter the color so his lipstick matched his jacket. You're getting love, I show him my screen. Liang's makeup tips for men deserve a better following, and I'll be damned if I'm not going to help him get it. He gave up on acting. I won't let him give this up.
That was all you,
he says. Not even, I heart some of the comments. Well, they finally boosted it. Oh, look at, Anton takes my phone. Hey, I try to grab it back. He holds it out of reach. I tamp down on a raging fury that's too big and hot for the NoHo room.
What would happen if you didn't have this?
I'd be as boring as you, I say with my hand out. Give it. He holds it out on his palm, and when I take it, his thumb twitches and runs along the length of my pinky. Besides the explosive line of sparking nerve endings, I don't feel anything. Not at all. Not a shot of arousal to my core or a warm melting inside my thighs. I am a cold rock of resentment. This is what I tell myself. The check gets placed in front of Jake, who asked for it, and now stares at it as if it's going to fly up his nose and suffocate him. Anton picks it up before I can get to it. Fine. He can have this one. He owes me.